Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Thousands arrested in protests across the U.S. We have the story.
Protesting was peaceful in Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Clear this morning. It's going to be sunny, breezy, and really warming up today. Our full forecast in just a few minutes.
Louisville Police Chief says officers and National Guard soldiers enforcing the city's curfew returned fire, killing a man when someone in a large group fired at them. Chief Steve Conrad confirmed the shooting happened around 12:15 this morning in the parking lot of a business on West Broadway. Said officers and the National Guard were called to break up a large group of people who had gathered there after the city's curfew when someone fired a shot at him. Said officers and soldiers returned fire. It's unclear if the person killed was one of those who fired at law enforcement.
Rioters over the death of George Floyd wreaked havoc in Washington, D.C. Fox's Kevin Cork with more from the nation's capital.
As the night fell, unfortunately, we saw fires, including a fire in the basement at the historic St. John's Church. Since then, we've seen the fire trucks finally be able to move down H Street and put out some of the blazes. We still do see people, stragglers, it's well past curfew, moving about the street. But I can tell you, at least from where we are standing, things are a lot more calm and a lot more peaceful than they were.
More than four dozen Secret Service agents were injured in the clashes with rioters last night. The Associated Press reporting more than 4,000 people have been arrested during the protests over the last week.
A large group of people blocked the intersection of 21st and Arkansas in North Wichita Sunday night. The gathering follows an earlier community demonstration in that same area. Attendees told Cake News it was peaceful, a peaceful protest about unity. Crowds gathered at the police station at 21st and Hillside and in downtown Wichita Saturday. Hundreds spent their afternoon rallying against police brutality in honor of Floyd, who died in police custody earlier this week. The rally started with a prayer. The featured speakers from the community and local law enforcement followed. Mayor Brandon Whipple spoke.
I also need you to hold me accountable. If I ever lose my way, as some elected officials do, you got to make sure that you call me and make sure I get back on the right path.
Several hundred protesters rallied at the Kansas State House in Topeka, protesting Floyd's death in Minnesota.
Chants and T-shirts worn by participants Saturday recalled the 2017 case of a black man fatally shot by two white police officers in Topeka. Organizers promised a peaceful protest and opened with prayer. The racially diverse crowd included children and older adults and held signs with slogans such as, "I can't breathe," and "Stop lynching us." Floyd, who had been handcuffed, died while a white police officer pressed his knee into Floyd's neck for several minutes. The Topeka event also remembered Dominique White's death in Topeka in September 2017. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Two former Sedgwick County Sheriff Office employees under criminal investigation after items were discovered missing from the department's evidence locker.
$145,000 in cash, drugs, guns, and power tools were discovered missing. Some of the missing items are related to pending cases, and around 30 cases have already been dismissed. However, according to the district attorney, some of those cases may be able to be refiled. During a briefing, Sheriff Jeff Easter says this is one of the worst things that has happened during his time in office.
Other than Losing Deputy Coonsey, this is probably the second worst thing that's ever happened in my career because it's under my leadership. So we will take the actions to correct it. We'll take actions to ensure that it doesn't happen again.
Charges have not yet been filed against the former employees, but officials say the investigation is still ongoing. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Hundreds of people in Wichita flocked to bars and clubs on the first weekend they were open after Governor Laura Kelly and local officials lifted restrictions meant to check the spread of the coronavirus. The Wichita Eagle reported that as of late Friday night, bars in Old Town District in downtown Wichita packing in customers for a celebration after being closed for 2 months. Knots of people moving through the streets, hugging friends they met, in some cases even turning cartwheels.
Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt tells KNSS News, during the COVID-19 pandemic, Governor Laura Kelly has used state emergency statutes in ways they've never been used before.
Telling people to stay in their houses and shut their businesses and not to gather in groups and not to go to church. And we've certainly never had 30-some emergency orders in a single, what is it now, two-and-a-half-month period or whatever, right, however long it's been. So I really think the legislature needs to take a good, hard look at those statutes and maybe rein them in so that we don't go down this path again.
Attorney General Schmidt was the guest on John Whitmer's show Sunday night, 7 o'clock, here on KNSS. KNSS News Time now, 8:05, 5 minutes past 8 o'clock.
An ESPN analyst criticizing the National Football League. We'll talk about why coming up in sports.
Health officials peg the number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Kansas at over 9,700 now. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:09, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock on a Monday morning. Health officials pegging the number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Kansas now at 9,719 with 208 deaths. Sedgwick County reports 585 cases with 21 deaths and 428 recoveries.
COVID-19 found on the campus of Wichita State University. School officials say an employee working on campus has tested positive. They did not disclose what building nor department. They have contacted the people who were known to have contact with that employee.
SpaceX's Crew Dragon successfully delivered its astronauts to the International Space Station Sunday. It's the first privately built spacecraft to do that.
With Mission Control in Houston erupting in applause, astronauts Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley floated through the hatch into the International Space Station, welcomed by their friend and mission commander Chris Cassidy, plus Russians Anatoly Ivanishin and Ivan Wagner.
Go for approach two.
A few hours earlier, this SpaceX mission aced its second big test of this historic mission, making it all the way to the station. After 19 hours and some delicate steering, the Dragon capsule latched into the hatch. This mission is proving that NASA's public-private partnership model can work successfully. It's also another step towards getting Americans back onto the moon and eventually to Mars. At the Kennedy Space Center, Phil Keating, Fox News.
Gasoline prices are up slightly during the past couple of weeks, 8 cents for a nationwide average of $2.05 per gallon. Crude oil prices have rebounded slightly, and driving demand has increased some as more people resume activities following coronavirus lockdowns. However, despite the modest increase, industry analyst Trilby Lundberg reminds drivers they are paying much less than a year ago.
The difference between this current price of $2.05 and the same time last year is about 88 cents per gallon, and that would equate to nearly $9 for a 10-gallon fill. So two or three of those in a month, even if less than during better economic times, that's a sizable savings that is an encouragement to motorists.
The lowest average price for a gallon of unleaded regulars in Tulsa at $1.55, the highest Honolulu at $3.10.
KNSS News Time now, 8:11, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Traffic this morning, we've got some construction going to start on the Kansas Turnpike. Watch out between East Kellogg and K96 there on the Kansas Turnpike for traffic interruptions north and southbound there today. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A large area of high pressure across Kansas will continue to bring us temperatures running well above average for this time of year. Sunny and breezy, low 80s by noontime, windy and 88 for the high this afternoon. Tonight, a partly cloudy sky, our low 66. Sunny, heating up on Tuesday with a high close to 90. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now, partly cloudy, 68 degrees. We have a southwest wind at 12 miles per hour. 8:12 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS on this Monday morning. Of course, if you've been paying attention to the news, you know that we've been having some demonstrations, protests that have kind of turned into riots in many places across the country. And here with us this morning, Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso. Jeff's going to kind of bring us up to date on what's going on with the George Floyd protest. What's happening right now, Jeff?
Hey, good morning to you. Well, rioting, violence, and looting continued for another night across the country, from Santa Monica to Phoenix, Chicago, Philly, Atlanta, Tampa, New York, and D.C., where the Lincoln Monument, one of our nation's most important gathering spaces for nonviolent demonstrations, was vandalized. Fires set on buildings and police cars across the country, and businesses gutted. With video after video, Steve, surfacing online, showing innocent people being savagely beaten by people trying to get into their stores, into their businesses, including a woman and her husband in Rochester, New York. In Minneapolis, there were total freeway closures this weekend, a little bit more peaceful than we saw in previous days. The hundreds were arrested in the Twin Cities for violating the city's curfews nationwide. In cities, big and small, with more and more residents and business owners now also becoming armed to protect their property from rioters, many of whom the president over the weekend designated as terrorists, Antifa terrorists, also saying that rioting and looting is now no longer about George Floyd. When you're going in and you're destroying businesses to take food, to take big screen TVs and tennis shoes, and now we're hearing anarchist chatter on social media about now attacking American suburbs. So we'll see what happens with that. But there is a brewing backlash to the chaos and the rioting that we're witnessing and the lack of law and order. We've heard from multiple people, including Georgia Congressman John Lewis, civil rights era Democrat, saying that over the weekend that I know your pain, your rage, your sense of despair and hopelessness. Justice has indeed been denied for far too long. The rioting, looting, and burning is not the way. Be constructive, not destructive. So we'll see whether we go into another day or another night, I should say, of looting and rioting, but I think it's expected.
I've seen this over a long career of why. There have been riots before, these kinds of, kind of protests that have just kind of evolved into everything's out of control, and all of a sudden people are burning down their own neighborhoods. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, these neighborhoods, predominantly black, are being destroyed from within and from people who, if you look at Minnesota, the governor's saying 80% of the people that are doing this destruction are from outstate. Mm. This will be the same in months, if not years, we're going to hear about these neighborhoods decrying food deserts and lack of resources. We saw this in cities after the 1968 riots. Businesses left and they never came back. And history suggests that could happen again with these neighborhoods where you're seeing all of this destruction. And it's sad to see.
Hmm. Thanks for being with us this morning, Jeff. We know you have to run. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso with us this morning, talking about the protests. And we've seen this kind of a pattern over the years that there are people, and sometimes, a lot of times, talking about, like I say, outside agitators or people just coming in from outside. Keep it going so we can keep the destruction and the vandalism going. And we've been real lucky this time around here in Wichita. We haven't had that evolve like that. You've never been to a riot. I've been to about three of them, and they're not very, very nice. But in the riots that I've seen in Wichita, they didn't turn around and burn down the town or burn down their own buildings. People were smart enough not to do that. So at any rate, it'd gone from a protest that almost anyone can support, this man who lost his life at the police hand. Almost everybody sees that's bad and it's wrong. it's gone to, I think protests have been pretty much supported to, if it's turning the other way, it's like Jeff said, opinion's going to turn now because people, you shouldn't have your business broken into and burned down like that. It doesn't have anything to do with this. At any rate, I can't explain.
But the question, if everybody sees it as wrong, then why does it happen?
It's wrong.
That's where the anger comes from.
There are people who want to do wrong. They choose to do it.
I know.
Coming up on 818 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is sports time on a Monday morning with Ted Woodward. Ted, get voting.
The National, speaking of this issue, the National Football League has issued a statement about George Floyd's death. And there's been some criticism now from Damian Woody. He is an ESPN NFL analyst, and he says, hey, the NFL had a chance 3 years ago to be way out in front on this issue, and they blew it.
I mean, you're literally talking about the same NFL that basically made a rule where guys couldn't even protest anymore. The NFL, 32 owners, basically said, we can't have you guys protesting anymore. Fast forward, 3 years, and here we are where the NFL is talking about George Floyd and the systemic racism in this country. And, well, wait a minute. You had a beacon in Colin Kaepernick who was voicing this exact opinion, but the guy was banished from your very league.
Some thoughts from Damian Woody, ESPN NFL analyst. The National Hockey League has had its season on pause now for 2.5 months. Still trying to formulate a plan to get the season back on track. How will the NHL handle coronavirus testing? He appeared on Greg Wisniewski. Appeared on ESPN. He's an ESPN NHL insider. He appeared on Game Day on ESPN Radio on Sports Radio KFH.
The estimate from Gary Bettman, the commissioner, has been 20,000 to 30,000 tests will be necessary for the players in a restart of the season. Keep this in mind for those who have been following it. The season is going to finish out in two hub cities, two different arenas in North America. They'll have 12 teams at each one, and they're going to do their best to try to kind of hermetically seal those players in, quarantining them in hotels, transportation to and from practice facilities, try to make it as streamlined as possible to keep the dangers of infection down.
Greg Wisniewski, ESPN NHL insider, with those thoughts. Now that we've entered the month of June, we get into a new chapter for some college athletes.
The NCAA's Division I Council ending a moratorium today that allows for football and men's and women's basketball players to engage in voluntary workouts. The NCAA last week providing COVID-19 guidelines based on federal and local guidance to better prepare schools for new procedures for the new normal. The Division I Council not mandating each conference for when all athletes may be allowed to return to campus, allowing commissioners and school chancellors to make those decisions accordingly. The SEC, for one, will allow all student athletes back to campus for voluntary workouts a week from today. Meantime, organized practices remain prohibited until July 31st. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
We had NASCAR racing yesterday at the short track in Bristol, Tennessee, 140,000-seat venue, completely empty. There was a wreck very late in the race, and that allowed Brad Keselowski to win it, and Kansas native Clint Bowyer to finish runner-up. Second-place finish, Bowyer's highest in a year. He started in 23rd position, finishes in second. Bowyer's second top five finish of the season. And he moves up two spots now in 12th place in the overall NASCAR standings. And we've got a real treat this week on Sports Radio KFH. We are going to rebroadcast all five Wichita State baseball wins from the 1989 College World Series, which, of course, culminated in the Shockers winning the national championship. All five games broadcast by Mike Kennedy and Casey Scott. Mike Kennedy had all the games on cassette tape. These games haven't been heard on the radio since they were broadcast live back in 1989.
So we're going to relive the glory.
31 years
right?
ago.
Yeah.
So we are going to bring you all five Shocker wins on all five nights this week.
Ooh.
And I had a little part in helping produce some of this broadcast, and you are going to really enjoy this.
It's
going to
be fun.
It's really fun to listen to and go back and relive this from 31 years ago. So tonight's game is the Shocker opener at the College World Series that year. Wichita State and the Arkansas Razorbacks with Northwest High's Greg Brummett on the mound for the Shockers.
There you
go. Would be a pretty cool week for him and all his teammates. Wichita State and Arkansas from 31 years ago, College World Series opener. You can listen to that one live at 6 o'clock tonight right after The Drive with Bob and Jeff. 6 o'clock tonight for Shocker Baseball, and that's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. And that's sports with Stephen Tidd.
All right, Ted, 8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean says, imagine your kid with a cop's knee on his neck. That's coming up, Stephen Tidd in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.